I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Tribal leaders in Montana, the U.S., and Canada say Wyoming's unanimous decision to hunt up to 22 grizzly bears outside Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks this year strikes a devastating blow to tribal communities. On a press conference call Wednesday, tribal leaders said they were not adequately consulted about management of an animal they consider sacred. Tom Rogers is a lobbyist and member of the Blackfeet tribe in Montana. He called on Montana's Senators Steve Daines and John Tester to do what he called the right thing.
Demonstrate the moral courage and set aside the ego of people who would seek to hunt and kill these sacred beings. But that's what it is. There is no glory and honor. No glory and honor of killing a grizzly.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed federal Endangered Species Act protections for grizzlies in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem last year, leaving Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho in charge of the animal's future management. Montana declined to institute a hunt this year. Idaho will offer a single grizzly bear tag this fall. Brandon Sazu, chairman of the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe in South Dakota, says that removing protections for grizzly bears could open up treaty and traditional lands for new oil and gas development.
Wyoming's trophy hunt is one part of the desecration of the sacred. The other will be extractive industry moving into sacred tribal lands here, now that restrictions have been lifted on land usage and leases by removing the grizzly bear's ESA status.
Sazu also worries that hunting Yellowstone area bears could affect grizzlies in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem.
What you are going to end up with is two essentially zoo populations, which are genetically isolated from one another. And as soon as this trophy hunt starts, that's the end of any possible linkage between those two populations.
Wildlife managers disagree that the hunt will threaten their goal for connectivity between Yellowstone and Northern Continental Divide grizzly populations. Sazu adds 170 tribes have signed on to a treaty that suggests relocating excess bears to tribal lands instead of using hunting as a tool for population management. Conservationists have expressed both support and opposition to the hunt. Some say that hunting is a necessary management tool that grows support for large carnivores. Ranchers also say hunting bears can limit cattle and livestock depredation. Others say the grizzly population is still too delicate and poorly understood to support a hunt, and that hunting would not reduce conflicts or distribute the population. Wyoming's fall hunt will run from December 15th through November 15th. Licenses will cost $600 for Wyoming residents and $6,000 for out-of-staters. There are an estimated 700 bears in the area, up from 136 when grizzlies were first listed as a threatened species in 1975. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.